This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Owning a business with your significant other can be a hassle. Not only is it a stress on your marriage, but a struggle for your retirement plan. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains how having a set plan for your business can help your retirement on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
You own a business together. Most couples that are in business together know that in order for them to retire, they'll have to do something with the business. You'll either have to sell it to a third party or pass it on to the kids, assuming they have more than a passing interest in the business. If you've been married long enough to have adult children and you're still together, well, you figured out that incessant nagging of one another isn't a good idea, so congratulations there. The process of even talking about this, though, can be both daunting and emotional. So it isn't unusual for one of the couple to be ready to talk about this part before the other is ready. It would be great if your business's preparedness and your personal readiness and your financial neediness all came together exactly, neatly at the same time. It would make a perfectly comfortable three-legged stool that would provide ideal balance, timing, and maximize value. I don't think I've ever seen that happen. What I have seen is one of these nesses rise to the forefront and dominate the situation. So the first step is figuring out which one of these nesses is calling the shots. The first is, how's your business preparedness? One of the first questions I ask business owners is, do you have a real business or do you simply own your job? A business can run without you on site. It has established policies and procedures, and that means that they're written down, not just in your head. Make sure that you've transformed your self-employment into a real business before you try going to sell it to someone else. Well, the second question is, how's your personal readiness? Your identity is very much tied in your business. In many ways, it is who you are, what you do, and how you define your value. I'm not saying that all this is healthy, it's just likely. Are you ready to lay this down and walk away from it? If you feel a knot in your stomach just thinking about that possibility, you're not alone. Years ago, a wise friend told me that the first rule of wing walking is to make sure that you take hold of the destination wing before you let go of the present circumstance wing. Failure to do so can be disastrous in wing walking as well as significant transitions in life. Well, the third question to ask yourself is, how is your financial neediness? Are you financially ready to retire? How do you know? Well, by knowing how much you spend each month personally is a good place to start. And you know how you like to live out of your business, paying for cars and trips and insurance and many other items out of a company checkbook rather than your own? Is your personal debt situation in order? What about wills? What about insurance policies? Have you had them reviewed lately? Well, if you sell your business for cash, will you know how to translate that cash into investments that can pay you regular income without running out one day? Have a conversation with your business partner spouse about the three nesses. See if you can identify which one of these is most important to each one of you. You may even come up with more than just these three. When faced with retirement, deep down inside, you may find that you're not ready to let go of something that has so powerfully identified you for so many years. It was Charles Kettering that said that a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So whatever else you do, get talking about the topic of retirement and succession with your spouse. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.